see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Tuesday, April 21st, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Laws in the state of Michigan. You guys know how it works, especially those of you who have been listening to this show for years. We have 110 state representatives in Lansing. In the state house chamber, we have 38 state senators in the Senate chamber. We have one governor. Well, bills are introduced. They go through the LSB. They get assigned to committees. They have hearings. They move them out of committees. They move them to the floor. First, second, third reading. They vote on them in the House. They send them to the Senate. The Senate sends their bills to the House. They get approvals from both chambers. Then it's sent to the governor for signing to turn them into laws, into a public act. That's the process. It's called the legislative branch doing their work with the governor's blessings of the executive branch. Passed bills in the House and the Senate, signed by a governor in the executive branch, becomes statute, MCL, Michigan Compiled Laws. Well, right now, in the state of Michigan, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson is enforcing laws that she wrote herself. Well, wait a minute, Trucker, you just said the executive branch, the Secretary of State, she can't write laws. She's not in the House. She's not in the Senate. She didn't get them passed in those chambers. She didn't get them signed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. What are you talking about? Michigan Secretary of State is enforcing laws she wrote herself. Well, there's a little loophole in our state government. And Jocelyn Benson, being an attorney, knows exactly how to play the game and get around the House, the Senate, and the governor signing past bills. What you do as Secretary of State is you come up with rules that you send out to all the county clerks and all the township clerks, city, village clerks in the state of Michigan regarding the upcoming elections this year, 2026 elections, of which this Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, is running for governor. This is an exact repeat of what happened in Arizona in 2022 when Katie Hobbs was the Secretary of State running for governor against Carrie Lake, Donald Trump's Republican candidate. Rules were put in place. not laws, rules. How does she do this? Well, basically, she sets up a meeting, a public hearing with JCAR, the Judiciary Committee that reviews rules from executive branch department heads. They have a public hearing. Public is allowed to come and hear the discussion, maybe even testify for or against the rule. Well, guess what? If the Democrats don't show up, they don't have a quorum, they can't vote it down. And the rule basically becomes statute until or unless it's challenged in court. We got a very interesting story from Michigan Fair Elections Institute, Patrice Johnson, chair and founder. From 4 days ago, we'll get into it. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the Gun Doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the Gun Doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Patrice Johnson, chair and founder of Michigan Fair Elections Institute, got a hold of some information and wrote a story on their website this past Friday, April 17th. Patrice Johnson wrote, when a government official sends a letter threatening criminal liability, every citizen expects one thing, that the law being enforced actually exists. On April 14th, Bureau of Elections Director Jonathan Brader sent a letter to Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop demanding she explain her voter registration maintenance activities. Documents of every notice that she sent and provide comprehensive Excel spreadsheet of any voter status changes, demanding that it all be done within 9 days by April the 23rd. The letter cited the possibility of a criminal misdemeanor charge under MCL, Michigan Compiled Law 168.9311G, for failing to comply with a lawful instruction from the Secretary of State. Just one problem. The core legal standard the letter is enforcing does not appear in Michigan laws. Three sources of, quote, authority, where only one of them is real. The Brader letter cites three categories of authority for its demands on Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop. A careful reading reveals that only one of those categories is actually a genuine statute. What is real? MCL 168.509BB prohibits canceling a voter's registration solely because the voter missed one or two elections. This is a legitimate law. The county versus township clerk's jurisdictions, the county clerk versus township clerk's jurisdictions question under MCL 168.496 is also a statutory issue. These are fair questions for the Bureau to ask and for Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop to address. However, what is not law but is in the letter? The letter's central evidentiary demand is that Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop prove she, quote, independently verified, quote unquote, the information she acted upon and treated it as, quote, reliable information, end quote, before issuing confirmation and or cancellation notices. These demands, folks, rest on two sources that do not exist in law or even carry the force of law. The first is in Election Officials Manual. The letter cites Chapter 2, page 28, which states that confirmation and cancellation notices may be sent only when a clerk receives reliable information, quote unquote. The manual is an administrative guidance document. Administrative guidance document. It's not a law. But if you go to the state law, MCL 168.31 authorizes the Secretary of State to issue instructions and to advise and direct local election officials. But elected officials, county clerks, township clerks, they report and are responsible to their constituents, not the Secretary of State. We talked about this in 2024 when Vicky was running. Clerks, if you're listening, you do not work for Jocelyn Benson. MCL 168.31 only authorizes the Secretary of State to, quote, issue instructions and advise and direct, end quote, to the local election officials. Well, Patrice Johnson continues. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson and her surrogate, Bureau of Elections Director Jonathan Brader, who, by the way, Brader is not licensed to practice law in Michigan. He's licensed to practice law in New York. Well, Patrice Johnson says that Benson and her surrogate, Jonathan Brader, may issue instructions, but instructions are not the same as law. And these instructions are supposed to comport with the laws. The criminal misdemeanor threat provision called for in MCL 168.931-1G attaches to failure to perform, quote, legal duty, end quote. Not failure to follow a guidance instruction. Something that's in the manual as a guidance to the clerks. The second source, Administrative Rule 168.2525, coming from sets of rules Jocelyn Benson put out last year, 2025, rule set number 13. That rule requires clerks to independently verify information from certain sources before issuing voter notices. Under the rule 168.2523, information from databases, third-party lists, and similar sources is deemed insufficiently reliable on its own. The rule effectively mandates personal investigation before a clerk may ask a registered voter to verify their eligibility. But here's the core problem. The personal knowledge and the clerk's independent verification standard does not exist in Michigan law. These rules are something that Jocelyn Benson has come up with on her own. But when you look at the actual laws, Michigan's voter registration challenge statute, MCL 168.512, requires three things from a challenger. Identify the voter, state the grounds, and submit an affidavit. Benson's Department of State added an entire layer of evidentiary requirements when it put forth their rule set 2025 last year, set 13. Those legally unauthorized requirements include notarization, individual affidavits, independent verification, and economic barriers, estimated at over $1,500 for every 100 challenges. There's only one problem. No legislature ever passed these bills. No governor ever signed those passed bills into law. These are rules being written by Jocelyn Benson. As an example, under the Secretary of State's self-generated rules, the clerk would have to go and knock on doors, talk with the homeowner firsthand, and explain the prior owner or tenant had either died or moved away years ago based on who they are at the door. What did Victoria Bishop run on to get elected to be Antrim County Clerk in 2024? Restore election integrity in Antrim County. It was on her signs. It was on her mailers. It was in her newspaper ads. She got elected with 62% of the vote over Cheryl Guy, the previous clerk, who got 38%. Victoria Bishop said publicly, "I believe there's dead people and people who no longer live in Antrim County still on our qualified voter file. Under the Secretary of State's generated rules, they'd want Vicky to go and knock on doors and talk with the people answering the door firsthand and ask them who the prior owner or tenant was or if they died or moved away." The Bureau of Elections letter is using legally unauthorized rule sets to manufacture an enforcement standard. Then it's even threatening criminal liability for failing to meet the unauthorized standards. When asked about this issue, State Representative Rochelle Smith, Republican District 43, also the chair of the House Oversight Committee for Election Integrity, told Patrice, "Secretary Benson's successive rule sets are creating a constitutional crisis in slow motion," quote, end quote. Smith is also the Speaker pro tem of the House in Lansing. The manual. The legislature cannot see. A second layer to this story deserves equal attention. The election officials' manuals is the document the Bureau of Election is citing as sources for the clerk's duties, notice procedures, and registration maintenance standards. It's distributed to clerks through the e-learning center and is posted online, but it's protected by a username and a password. It's not for the public's general review or observation. It's not open to the public. The Bureau updates the manual without any public notice, not taking any comments about their rulemaking, and is completely at the Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's discretion. Her manual has never formally been promulgated. It has no statutory basis as a legally binding document. When the Michigan legislature sought to examine the training and guidance materials the Bureau was using to direct clerk conduct, including the materials underlying these rule sets, poll challenger training, rules for the clerks, Secretary of State Benson refused to produce the manual. The legislature subpoenaed the training materials, and again, she refused. Well, the legislature sued, and the court case is in progress. House of Representatives versus Jocelyn Benson, case number 25-00096.mz. This is what's happening with our elections, folks. This year, the year that Jocelyn Benson is running for governor. Well, Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop wrote out a response to these allegations that came from Jonathan Brader regarding these fake laws. I'm going to read that in the next half hour. Short break, bottom of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning for Michigan News Source. I'm David Barr. Swift response from the Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians Natural Resources Division helped prevent an oil spill from spreading at the McKay Bay boat launch. The division was notified of the potential spill at approximately 5:45 p.m. Thursday in Sault Ste. Marie. Staff responded by contacting local and tribal law enforcement and worked with the Coast Guard to coordinate containment and cleanup efforts. An investigation into the cause of the spill is underway. The boat launch is closed until until further notice. Despite storm and flooding damage, the Michigan Department of Natural Resources is continuing its steelhead egg collection. To help make sure they reach their goal of 3.5 million eggs collected, the DNR has deployed the Lower Platte River Weir in Benzie County as a potential backup egg source. Once the target for in-state stocking has been met,